My name is Sharon Benedict, and I'm here on Old Clifton Road interviewing Louise Crawley. What was your involvement with the Xenia tornado?
Well, I was home, and I had heard over the radio there had been a tornado, or it was occurring even at that time. I wondered to myself, what direction is it going to go? Is it going to go toward Yellow Springs? It was, well, what shall I say? Chance, I guess, that I was in on the tornado, watching out my windows, wondering, where is it going? What will I do? Now, my husband is a firefighter in Fairborn. We had, at that time, 2-meter radios. Both Gay and I were ham radio operators, which meant that we could converse back and forth over microphones. His department was called into Xenia to help with whatever they could. Oh, it was apparently a big mess, and I knew exactly what I should do. I gave a call to my husband. I'm not really sure what they found when they got to Xenia, but I do know that there were people frantically trying to find some of their family, some of their friends. Were they all right? Were they okay? And Gay would take their information, and over our ham radio, I would make the telephone calls, because my telephone was perfectly fine. Together, Gay and I made many, many telephone calls to absolute strangers. They'd give their telephone number to Gay, he'd relay it to me, and then I would do what was necessary to let them know that I will get in touch with your family, your friends, or whatever. Gay and I were very thankful that we could be of some help to some people when they were just distraught. They didn't know whether their mother was alive. They didn't know whether their children in school were all right. They just didn't know, and they were frantic.
How long do you think you helped making those phone calls?
I was on the radio with Gay 4 to 5 hours, because once the firefighters got into Xenia, they were able to speed things up, and they were able to answer questions. Well, they were just able to help in so many different ways.
Thank you very much for your interviewing, and thank you for helping all of those people.
Well, isn't that what we're supposed to do? If you have the ability, if you have the equipment, and you sit and watch somebody that needs help, but you don't do anything, I don't think God likes that very much. So when the opportunity comes to help a person or people, do it.